I expect a miracle.
I expect a miracle today.
For with God nothing is impossible.
For with God nothing is impossible. It's not possible to be impossible. And with God every promise shall come true. For we know surely all things He will.
Everybody lift up your hands. Heavenly Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for Seshri Bekwai. Your power is here tonight. Your mercy is here tonight. Your grace is here tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Your power is here today. We bind all demonic works. In the name of Jesus, we bind satanic presences. In the name of Jesus, release your angels, Lord, your mighty Holy Spirit. We receive your mighty power. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are present tonight. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may take your seat if you have a seat. If not, you can stay where you are. Tonight we are very excited to be here with you in Seshri Bekwai. I know God is going to touch your life here in Seshri
Bekwai.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hello.
Hello.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to first of all thank the wonderful pastors of Seshri Bekwai for welcoming us to your beautiful city. Especially our vice chairman for your kind words.
Today.
We are very happy to be here. And I know God is going to touch this city. Before these 3 days are over, you will see the power of God practically in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many want to see the power of God practically? Do you know why you are going to see the power of God? Because Jesus Christ is here tonight. He was here before I came. And his presence is here. He said, if two or three are gathered in my name, I will be there. So Jesus is here tonight. One day I was in South Africa.
That could be now was South Africa.
Preaching in a tent.
Na me Kenya mi asem e won to madaimu.
And after
na enuachi no,
an old lady about 80 years old.
Abiruwa bia wanyini wadin tie baye aduo watching.
She called me,
offered me
that I should come and sit down after the preaching. She told me, come and sit here, I want to talk to you.
Me Kenya mi asem ni wie no.
This was a white lady. So I went to sit down. And she asked me a question. She said, do you know that when you were preaching, Jesus was walking behind you on the stage? And I said, no, I didn't see. She said to me, I see visions in three dimensions. I don't see it like a video, but I see the person physically. And Jesus was walking throughout. He was walking to the left, to the right, to the left, to the right.
Now me catch and say, Debbie, me dear me, no catch and say, me dear me huni. If you say me nya and you swade huno, I come pempe so me and semu. Now me huni say, e dead the pefe say Jesus Christo and nam wechi or kobunkum nifaso.
Tonight, nifaso. Jesus is right here with us.
And you know, yes, we can our hey.
And he's here to meet your very needs.
Now, our hase, wahawan kasano, or babek, dininsa abeka.
Hallelujah. Lift your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Tonight, my preaching is very simple.
And you know, masem pano eyitiawa.
I am preaching about the great physician. The great physician. Jesus Christ is also known as the great physician. A physician is a doctor. So Jesus Christ is a great doctor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many would like the great doctor himself to treat
you?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, there are different types of doctors.
When him say, yeah, well, a doctor for who do be?
But there are senior doctors.
Then so, yeah, well, a doctor for pain for.
When I was in medical school, I am also a doctor.
Me so so me a doctor ni.
But when I was in medical school, I was taught for a period of time by a very great doctor.
Yeah, try me. I will infuse a crab in you.
He could do things that other doctors could not do. When other doctors are running away, this doctor, he will come and solve all the problems. One day, he told us a story. He said he was in the village. And a woman was pregnant. And instead of the baby to be born, to come out, the baby burst inside the stomach.
Sanka was a abofrano, ya wono sanye e ma faswa ewono.
And the woman's blood was going inside her stomach, but the stomach was, the blood was inside. And he told me that, he told us, we were students, he told us there was no place to do operation.
No, catch there and start running a school for. Or catch there and say, "Nia ni biya ebeti niya papa obai no." Eji ni ya pempa mama no.
And there was no place to make the person sleep so that they would do operation.
Ana yansa ni biya impo obeda ni ya papa no apam.
Hey. So do you know what he did?
Etuini mduaye.
He took a knife.
Of a second.
And he cut open the woman who was alive.
Na ocha oba ni yemu bie oba na ni guso na wote ase.
And he held the place where the blood was coming and he sewed it.
Na osobia no a na atia emoja ni fiba no na opamin.
Then the woman's blood was almost finished because all was inside the stomach.
Na oba ni moja e woni ni padua ni nyana na me nyina ya asa e bi se ni nyina ba begu na woni na chi wa ne yam ho.
So he told me I took a bottle
into a catch me or say me fa etwa
and I took the woman's blood
na me sa oba ni moja no
and I put it inside the bottle
ana me di ku to ani mu
and I connected the bottle
ana me de etwa no e so
through a tube into the woman's veins blood to go inside
me de so dru baby mu ana me de be share oba no entini mu e won ensa ho
and the woman's blood he took it from the stomach put it in the bottle and it came back into her and she came back to life
oba no mo ja no o sai o de kutuem ana o de dru ben so so ana o ma ne sa be gu oba ni di padua mu bio.
That is a very great doctor.
When you talk to technicians here,
and most doctors would have told said that the woman is dead.
And God doctor for me, baby, say, oh, obey the wewu.
Tonight, I'm talking about the greatest doctor that has ever lived. His name is Jesus Christ.
Let's show me the car. Doctor Nicholas here. And we are seeing now, Baba Nantias, as he saw. Now, your friend, Jesus Christ.
Luke chapter 5.
Lucas and Paul. The
Bible says, and Levi made him a great feast.
Now, Levi, a pronounced here.
In his own house. And there was a great company of sinners. But their scribes and Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, why do you drink with publicans and sinners?
Now, at therefore, any Pharisee for no, a cassatia, Nesia for no say, a dentina, one name at the boy for, and your German for, and no editibum.
But Jesus answering said to them,
now yes, you go, as he won't say,
they that are whole do not need a physician. But they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous,
but
I came to call sinners to repentance. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In this story, Jesus was invited to a man's house. And most of the people who came to the party were bad sinners. So people were saying, if you are a good man, then you go to a party or a dinner. You cannot go where so many bad people are in one room.
And you can say,
but Jesus,
that's Jesus Christ.
He gave, first of all, he said, they that are well, those who are feeling well, they don't need a physician. Those who are feeling okay.
The deacon, yes, Christ will say,
but those that are sick, they are the ones who need a physician. In other words, he himself was accepting that he was a physician. Tonight, the great physician is walking here in Sefri
Bekwai.
Now Jesus,
Yesu,
was pointing out to those who were criticizing him that the sinners are sick people.
Now Yesu echre omo omo bese bese omo nuti ano ni say omo omo ya adebonye fo no omo yare.
Sin makes you a sick man.
Bone ema ubeye obi a wo yare.
Almost every Every sin leads to some type of sickness.
Na bone bia so so e wo kwan bia e do wo kwa yare bi mu.
Yes.
Amen.
And Jesus Christ,
na Jesus Christ,
he came to this world as the great physician to solve the big problem that we have in Ghana, in Sesri Bekwai, and in the whole world. The sickness of this world, it's not malaria. You see, people think that malaria is the biggest problem of Africa.
Malaria,
no, I have news for you. There is something that is more common than malaria.
Malaria.
Do you know HIV?
Winim HIV.
Do you have HIV in Sekri Bekwai?
Mu won kon fo omo nya HIV e wo Bekwai ha.
No,
Dabi.
Yes.
Amen.
I came to tell you there is a problem more common than HIV.
Na mba be ka cho se, ya wo e how be a ato at the same person.
Do you want to know what that problem is?
Obo so who is that how chrono?
That is a sickness that is affecting all human beings. That is the sickness of sin.
It's
the sickness of the soul. And all human beings are sick with that sickness. Even some of us here are sick with that sickness. Hey! How many of you, wait, let me ask you a question. I'm now a doctor. I'm trying to diagnose you. How many of you here are liars?
Atrofo.
Raise your hand. Put your hand up. How many of you have told 100 lies since you were born, at least till now, 100. Raise your hand like this. Sesribekwai is not feeling well. What about on the stage? What about the pastor? All pastors who have told about 100 lies, raise your hand. Only these four pastors have never told a lie.
These four pastors.
Listen. How many of you have been jealous before? Jealousy. How do you say jealousy? Jealousy. What about those on the stage? Jealousy. This time, all of them have suffered from jealousy. What about fighting and quarreling? Do you have quarrels in Sesri Bekwai? Do you have something like
that?
Raise your hand.
Wow.
What about pastors? Do pastors quarrel and be fighting? All the pastors except the front five.
I just said five.
Wow. What about thieves? Do you have any thieves?
I have one.
All All thieves, raise your hand if you are a thief.
We are confirm answer so.
Raise it well, or police are looking. Look at the police. Hey, my interpreter is raising two hands.
Your chance of being palmed in some years.
How many have stolen chicken from your mother's stew before?
Why in the world are you? I cook on the menu. I'm going to come.
Seshri Bekwa is full of thieves.
Seshri Bekwa is full of thieves.
What about the pastors on the stage? Are there any thieves here? I serve the front
four. I said, Omo, we did not have say no.
Now, what about fornication? Sleeping with somebody is not your wife.
Ejamaimpo, we will be down Marino. Ejamaim,
does it happen in Seshri Bekwa?
Seshri Bekwa.
Raise your hand, please.
Hey!
What about the pastors on the stage?
I saw for no one was here.
All except this side.
Oh, we can have half one.
Wow. Now listen.
Shh.
I want you to listen to my preaching. You see, I am proving to you that there is something more common than malaria.
Yes.
There is something more common than malaria. The Bible says all have sinned. All.
Just 76. Now,
have sinned. And come short of the glory of God.
Now,
the Bible says the wages of sin is death.
Now, just I'm saying, Bonia Kachia, Eyo.
So that means that when you sin, something must kill you.
Because
the wages of sin is to die.
Every say, Bonia no swa Kachia, and he said, was a woo.
So that means there must be an agent or a power that makes you die.
And not just say, I was here, Obia, and now say to me, Bia, or that boy, I'm wokum.
And most people die from sickness. So most sicknesses come from sin. Because sickness is the agent by which most have to die.
If you say boni mu na e wose bebrebe fa so ewu.
And so Jesus Christ,
and to Jesus Christ,
came as the great physician.
Yes, you buy yourself or your reason you can see it
to solve your greatest problem.
No, Baba, you will how can see one amount.
Jesus Christ did not come to change politics.
Yes, you are master of the system. Yourself.
Yes. When Jesus was here, his disciples were asking him, will you now remove this Roman party? Because at that time, the party that was in power was RPP, Roman Party Politics.
Na sure for no busa Christ said, what by over ma and we are say ama yourself Roman for the dear soon what by if you wanna if the sabiano na Roman for na a do almost.
Jesus is not here to change parties.
Yes, you only have said or Baba sister ama yourself.
The Bible says a savior is born and he shall save my people from their sins.
Yes, I'm saying. And quite you rano, Yawono, na ono baba che name kwa for every bonimu bone.
Tonight,
and rain,
God will change your life. and heal your life by taking away your sins. Whatever sin you have, he will take it away. How will Jesus take away your sins? Yes.
Shh.
Quiet. You know, one day I went to the prison at Insawam.
That could be me call a fiasi or in Sawem.
And I saw a man, you know, he was in the prison. But he was in the prison fellowship, even though he was a prisoner.
Na oka a fiasi for no a suma no more. I mean now boom no musum impo no or a fiasi hodie.
When I was about to preach in the prison, he introduced me to preach. But he was a prisoner. Now, this person who introduced me, he prayed in tongues until he was sweating. Even I who was coming to preach, I wasn't sweating, but he the prisoner who was sweating. I had never seen such a prisoner before. So when I finished preaching, I look at him and I said, ah, you even are like a pastor to me.
What is that a software, Emma?
What have you done that made you come here? Hey, hey, do you know what he told me? He told me I killed somebody. And I asked him, who did you kill? He told me, but I will not tell you who he killed. So he is there for life.
And they say, or the fiasse nen kwa na nyina.
Now,
they say,
my heart was moved.
Makuma,
and I decided to help this man to come out of the prison.
Na me imagine say me boa me ye yin afre fiasse ho.
So I was thinking how I can take him out.
Tina me gine kwa me fa so me yin afre say fiasse ho.
But as I was going out,
na me pie no,
the number of soldiers I saw,
asra for do me hu ye no.
With big, big guns.
Ah, it work a seal crown.
I changed my mind.
Yes, I changed my
mind. And on top of
that,
the door to the prison is very short. So you cannot run. You can only go down. So I realized based on the number of soldiers, police, guns, and then the door, there is no hope. So I left him in the prison. And I was thinking, how can this man ever be free? Because it is true what he did it. And if I tell you whom he killed, you will be surprised. You see, when you have sinned, you have sinned.
So why are you here? Why are you here?
Yes. When you have sinned, you have sinned.
So why are you here? Why are you here?
The thing, he did it. He himself told me.
On one program, I catch him and say,
"I killed." So I realized that your sin cannot easily be removed from your life.
Maybe who said we're born in enough from sin, but we share free wabrabu.
It takes a great power to wipe your sins and your mistake away, that it is no more there.
I just said to me, I saw, and the bit my you born and up in perfect hall. Now you remember who said, I'm pronounced as any hall.
And that is the power. power that is in the blood of
Jesus.
There is nothing that can take away your sins like the blood of Jesus Christ. That is why everywhere I go, I always speak about the blood of
Jesus.
My father died about more than 20 years ago. But when he was alive, he loved to drink coconut. Coconut water. And this is how he drank it like this. One day, my mother showed me something. She said, look at your father's shirt. Do you see this brown thing?
Stain.
She told me it's from the coconut. Omo does not wash it. When I wash your father's shirt with Omo, it doesn't go.
Omo,
when
I wash with
key soap, it doesn't go.
Key soap,
what again? Sunlight, it doesn't go. Fire soap, it doesn't
Fire soap, enko.
Ariel, it doesn't
Ariel,
go.
Enko. Yes, enko.
It doesn't go.
Hey! Clean soft, enko.
Listen, that is how your sin is.
Sana wo bone so tie.
It's on you like this. You can do good things and it will be there. Because you see, the man who was in the prison, he was praying, but he was still a murderer. He was speaking in tongues, but he was still a killer.
Papa na no wait yasu hono. No bumpai enso so na odasu yewudini. Okeke safufro na enso na odasu yewudini.
He was sweating when he was praying, but he was still.
If you pray tino nimpai boni nemu enso oya denya.
That is why when we speak about the blood of Jesus, we are talking about something that is very powerful. You know yourself. If God appears on you now, you are finished. Is it not true? Is it not true? Yes. You know yourself. Yes. Tonight, the great physician is here. He is the greatest doctor of the whole human race. And he is here to change your life. Now, see, Jesus heals your soul.
Jesus Christ.
And he heals every other physical disease. One day, a man came to Jesus and told him that his servant was sick in the house.
Papa bi ba Kristo nche be ka chere se ne ba eyare ewo fie.
And Jesus was going to the boy's house to heal him. Suddenly the man sent a message. Don't come to my house. I am also a man of authority. Yes. I know about spiritual power. There is no need for you to come to my house. Stand there. And say something. And my servant will be healed far away over there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus said,
now Jesus Christ
I have not seen such faith in
Israel.
Now, today, Jesus is somewhere. But a word to you.
To you,
far away, without even touching you, healing power will come into your life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is why we sometimes don't even touch people and they are healed. Because the great physician is healing you. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
One day I went to Colombia.
That could be me called Colombia.
And
now
a woman,
Mami B,
came on the stage.
Oba, esuron, baby, ayegina, no.
She was crying.
Na osu.
Do you want to know why the woman was crying? Do you want to know why the woman was crying? Are you sure? I don't think you want to know. She was holding a baby.
Na okura abofra.
And she told me,
she told us,
her baby, she took her child to the clinic. And when she went to the clinic, her child was declared to be dead.
Now, Ode Abofrano called Ayarisabia Hono. Doctor Pelbu Kachira and he said, Obano Wewu.
And she decided, they told her to leave the baby in the hospital because it was the dead body. But she said, no, I will take the dead body to the crusade.
If you say, Akrana Danifunu. Or send me the Efruno Ebeko Bebia Yeyen Shemukasieno.
And she brought the child to the crusade.
Now, Ode Akrano Eba in Shemukasienasi.
Now, I never saw the child. I never prayed for the child.
Directly.
But she said, while she was standing in the crowd, holding the dead child, the power of Jesus came on the child. And the child which was dead came alive. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And she brought the child on the stage. She was crying. And she was holding her child. And she said, this child was dead today. Declared dead in the hospital. But I never touched her. You see, Jesus can, the great physician, he will touch you from where you are, and the power of God will change your life. Tonight, whatever humans cannot heal, Jesus will heal you.
Jesus Christ ebe sawo eho yare.
Another time,
ebrefufuro bi.
I was a woman.
Na obafufuro bi so wo.
A lot of women will be healed today.
And ema bebrebe no ma yare sa.
She had suffered many things from many physicians.
Sa obei wako ehaw mu ewo ayare sa fo ensempa.
Yes. But she heard of the great physician. She heard of the great physician. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
And she came and she said, if I can touch the hem of the great physician's garment, I shall be made whole. And she touched the hem of his garment. Whose garment? The garment of the great physician. And she was made whole. Tonight, whatever 12 years of physicians cannot do, the great physician will do for you instantly.
Sharia edi enfia du mienu ewo abrabom a ya resafo antumi ansa no o ya resani kese no ebesa no ne amawo.
Do you know why this program is for 3 days?
Wudi bientia sa en se shade aya ye no ewo ho ena miensa.
Because on the third day,
if we said
the Bible says Jesus stood up,
o si Jesus Christo
on the third day. Jesus rose from the dead.
Jesus Christ, sorry for you.
The third day is the day of great victories. That is why the prophet said to Naaman, go and bath in the river 7 times.
And you see now, if you want to catch the Naaman, say, Koto. Jordan,
by the end of these 3 days,
The
curse that is in this town is broken in
Jesus' name.
How many want the great physician to massage you today? How many want the great physician to heal you of your sins? Do you know what the great physician has?
He has
something called the blood. He's going to give you his blood. And his blood will begin the great healing in your life. How many want the blood of Jesus to wash you? The blood of the great physician to cleanse you. And stand to your feet. If you have a seat.
So,
everyone standing. Every standing. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. If you are here today, if you are here today, if you are here today, and you want the blood of Jesus
to wash you,
to cleanse you from all your sins, then lift your hand up high and say this prayer with me tonight. Jesus, the great physician, tonight, I come to you with all my problems.
With all my problems.
With all my sicknesses.
With all my sicknesses.
With all my sins.
With all my sins.
Oh Jesus.
Oh Jesus.
Please wash away my sins.
Please wash away my sins.
With your precious blood.
With your precious blood.
I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
I am a liar.
I am a liar.
I am a thief.
I am a thief.
I am jealous.
I am jealous.
I have done many bad things.
I have done many bad things.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Tonight.
Tonight.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
And wash me.
And wash me.
With your precious blood.
With your precious blood.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Tonight.
Tonight.
Let the blood of Jesus.
Let the blood of Jesus.
Wash away my sins.
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 Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I thank you.
I thank you.
For what you have done.
For what you have done.
Cleanse me.
Cleanse me.
And cancel.
And cancel.
All my sins.
All my sins.
Through your power.
Through your power.
Through your powerful blood.
Through your powerful blood.
Tonight.
Tonight,
I receive the blood of Jesus.
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 Tonight.
Tonight.
For my soul.
For my soul.
For my sin.
For my sin.
For my life.
For my life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For what you have done for me.
For what you have done for me.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
And I thank you, Jesus.
And I thank you, Jesus.
For saving me.
For saving me.
Tonight.
Tonight.
Please write my name.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
Please write my name.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
My name is.
My name is.
Mention your name. Mention your name to God. My name is.
My name is Benjamin Enyamisa.
Please write this name in the book of life.
Write this name in the book of life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For saving me.
For saving me.
Today.
Today.
Now lift your finger like this.
Say
after me, Satan.
Satan.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I bind you.
I bind you.
Satan.
Satan.
From tonight.
From tonight.
Me and you.
Me and you.
Is finished.
is finished.
It's finished.
It's finished.
No more.
No more.
I will not follow you again.
I will not follow you again.
I will not obey you again.
I will not obey you again.
I belong to Jesus.
I belong to Jesus.
Satan.
Satan.
Go.
Go.
Out of my life.
Out of my life.
From tonight.
From tonight.
I belong to Jesus.
I belong to Jesus.
Satan, I bind you.
Satan, I bind you.
You are finished.
You are finished.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Now lift your two hands like this. Lift your book if you have your
book. If
you have your book, lift your
book.
Wave your book like this. Your two hands.
Him on Samuelina and then woman in him.
Say Jesus.
That's a Yesu.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tonight.
Tonight.
In such a choir. I give my life to you.
I give my life to you.
I belong to you.
I belong to you.
I will serve you.
I will serve you.
Jesus.
Jesus.
You are my master.
You are my master.
From tonight.
From tonight.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen and amen.
Amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Your turn.
My one's also. The cat's a winning baby. I mean, no bonfire. I will cheat. Cassa, I wrap them in Dawas. I was yes, demon. And then, Ray, all your stuff for Cassiano. Our young Tam has hey. Yes, way. Some yari wenina. Me boni yari wenina. Matro yari wenina. Me konkon sa yari wenina. Me jomai e yari wenina. Who me mabo? For me boni chame. Who me mabo? For me boni chame. Yes, way. Me chitumu. Send me your deployani. Me your deployani. Who me mabo? Nothing chame bunny mo. For who mojano? For chame bunny nimu. For who mojano? For chame bunny nimu. For who mojano? For who chrome home? For tell me home. After Yesu. Shremidi. I won't come with my name. Shremidi. I won't come with my name. Midite, midite, Benjamin and Yamisam. Midite, Benjamin and Yamisam. Chesati, I won't come with anymore. Yes, way. A friend, Wayamura, Machenqua, Mehene, Wachina Medi. I will yes with him. After my own something, I should say. Cast a Satan upon some, a diamond before, a friend, see my brother Muko, see my brother Muko, Mete Chiremo, Miss Simu Quine, a friend, Men Shaman Kua Sipio, Menama Kua Bio, Nademe Ho, everyone Sam. Me a yesu dia. Me di ma chibio. Me di ma chibio. Me di ma chibio. Mufri ma braba muko. Mufri ma braba muko. Me nga bani bio. Me nga bani bio. Afe ma wongo maneso. Ne ma wongo saso. Ne him ni sa. Him, him, him. Ne kati machi. Kase yesu e. Me tawasyo. Se wacheme. Efrina, metuachi, metuanamachi, meyaotia, famia dia ope, mehine, me kwacha po time, me re, what me yari staff for, ne wasa me yari wanyina, wasa me pone yari wanyina, metawase, 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 eo ye asu dimo, Amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The crusade continues tomorrow morning.
We
are not closed, but listen to this important announcement. There is a very powerful conference going on here tomorrow morning. At 6 o'clock, right here. Everybody is coming here. Especially those of you who have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The word of God is going to be preached. The sick are going to be prayed for. There will be miracles and the power of God will flow here tomorrow morning.
Hallelujah.
So at 6 o'clock, make sure you are here. Now,
wherever your sickness is tonight, whatever problem you have, put your hand there right now. I want to pray for you. You couldn't walk.
Now to me, Nante.
Put your hand on your leg.
You
couldn't see.
Now to me, Huadie.
The great physician will heal you tonight. You couldn't hear.
Now to me,
Jesus.
Yes,
is the great physician. His power is here tonight. Father. I thank you for your power that is at work tonight. Move mightily and remove every curse and plague in our midst. One by one, Lord, heal everyone. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Wherever your pain is, receive it now. Receive your healing. Jesus is moving here.
Right?
Your stomach is being healed. Your head is being healed. Your eyes, are being opened right now. Satan is falling in your life. The plan of the devil to kill you is canceled tonight in Jesus' name. Receive your healing. Father, thank you for your power that is at work tonight. Thank you that you are the Lord.
Oh, yeah,
that healed us today. We worship you, Jesus. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your healing, Lord. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. Thank you for doing many wonderful things tonight. Thank you for sweeping away sickness from my life. Your name is Jehovah Rapha.
I say Jehovah, my word.
The one who takes away our sickness. The great physician.
Oh, I am the Lord.
Jesus.
Jesus.
You are the Lord.
When you are the Lord.
Lift your hand and thank God, everyone. Thank God for His wonderful miracles. Tonight, this is the beginning of miracles. Thank you, Jesus, for your power. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for showing your hand practically. We give you praise. Now, wherever you are, check yourself right now. Whatever you couldn't do before, begin to do it now. There's power here. Jesus.
Yes.
The pain is gone. You couldn't walk.
Rise and be healed right now. Miracles are taking place. You couldn't see. Open your eyes. There's power here.
Oh, to me.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For your mighty power. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. How many have received the blessing of God tonight? How many can say that God has touched you tonight? Father, thank you for so many miracles tonight. Now, wherever you are, if God has done something for you, God has healed you tonight. The power of God has touched you. Wherever you are, if God has touched you tonight, maybe you couldn't see, but now you can see. You couldn't walk, but now you can walk. Something has happened, and you can see that God has touched you. Wherever you are, if God has touched you tonight, lift up your hand right now and come to the front here. Come to the right side. Very quickly. If God has done something for you, come quickly. I want to pray with you. I'm going to pray for you. I want to see you personally and lay hands on you. Come quickly. Very quickly. To the front. I am going to pray with you and lay hands on you and take your testimony. Wherever you are, if God has done something for you, come to the side here, to the front here, to the front quickly. Please make a way for the people. The great physician is working tonight. Is working tonight. The power of Jesus. You couldn't walk. But now. Couldn't see. But now. You can see. You couldn't hear. But now you can hear. You had a problem. But now. Something has happened. Come to the front. There's power here. There's power here. There's power here. Miracles are happening. Many, many people are being healed. Many, many people are being healed.
Oh, yeah.
Lift your hands, everybody. I want to pray for you. Father, thank you for your great blessing that is at work today. Put your hand on your chest. Something is entering into you. Makataya katola bashata bakasada. Taramati taloma katadera. Tarakafa chike tasaboka. Makase la makata balabala. Tematoka lakabakabala. Kalakilo kamakata kabalada. Bakabala bala shaka. Mighty power. Mighty power. The power of God. 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 Greater than every power. Greater than every power. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Anyone falling down or screaming, bring the person to me in the front. Anybody who's falling down or screaming, bring the person to me. The power of God is here. This town will never be the same again. Jesus is visiting. Jesus, power
to me
is visiting this town. Thank you, Lord. The blind are healed. The deaf and dumb are healed. The lame are walking. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you for your blessing, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. What is happening here?
Evangelist, an amazing thing has happened tonight. This man, for 6 years, he used to be a goalkeeper. And 6 years ago, he got hurt when he was trying to catch a ball. He has not been able to raise this hand for 6 years.
Wow.
For the first time tonight, after the prayer, Evangelist.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Your friend is Michael. We were school of Baptist. I see. Now your bobo. I see you and I made a poor him and I made a CCS in it. Your bobo and I see you and I mean, say we. Me sorry ena I is it your moye ya no motwe maami even a boy cry me too am ye ni say me timi nto na me nsa me timi ye ni say see na na me ye no ena me na ye ya bobo school mu na obi twa me me timi nkoto for 5 minutes even me ye say cry me te say me ya ye bom pa me jina ano say babia ye o ya fansa kan timi jina ono ma ye say ewi ena me see me ye say are me te we me pega me nsa me timi ye say
o na mi ko ko.
Doctor.
Okohuru doctor.
I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm going to go to the hospital.
Who has the final say?
Jehovah, final say.
I say, who has the final say?
Jehovah, final say.
Doctor, what is this?
Evangelist, a similar miracle here tonight.
Wow.
This lady had an accident 2 years ago, a year ago, and dislocated her shoulder. The shoulder came off. It was put back. But she has not been able to use the hand, lift the hand. She has not been able to lift anything that is heavy. But tonight, evangelist, the power of God touched her. She will tell us what happened.
Tell us. What happened to you, my dear?
I had an
accident last year. I couldn't lift my hand. I work at the hospital, at the stores. When they bring the drugs, I can't lift it. Without the help of my assistant, I can't do anything. But while the bishop was praying for us, I felt a cold hand touch my hand.
The great physician!
Doctor, 1 year.
What does it mean, dislocated shoulder? What is it meaning?
Evangelist, this arm is connected to the body by a joint. The bones are connected.
Yes.
And when there's a dislocation, it means the bones are separated and sometimes shifted.
You see, how many have seen a table tennis ball before?
One
small white one.
Table tennis. Uh-huh. The ball, white one.
The bone has, this shoulder, it has something like table tennis ball at the end.
Yes.
And it goes inside.
Your ball be at his head. Table tennis.
Volume for his microphone. Carry on, speak.
Your ball be at his head.
So it goes inside and the table tennis is, ball is inside the hole. That's why your hand can roll like this. So when it's dislocated, it means that the bone has come out and the table tennis ball has come outside. That is why the hand will be like that. And they have to push it inside. Tonight, the great physician is more than a surgeon.
I am sending Cassiano.
Hallelujah! Father, thank you for your power tonight.
Amazing.
Olivia, what is happening?
Evangelist, she had a stroke 4 years ago.
Stroke?
Yes.
Evangelist, joy.
Paralyzed on this side. She could not lift this hand. She could not lift this leg.
Wow.
And then tonight when you're praying, she felt the power of God come into the hand. My own son is so there.
Wow. Let her tell us what happened.
Mommy, at the end of the year,
stroke.
What could she not do?
At the end of the
what has happened today?
And then someone say, "Now send a net here. When you are stroke, na send now sanity." Wow. She could not lift the hand, but now she can.
And what about your leg?
Also, Nantimianche. There she goes, evangelist.
Oh.
She couldn't lift it.
Stroke is healed tonight in the name of Jesus.
Jehovah turned my life around. He turned my life around. He makes a way where there is no way. Jehovah has the final say.
BDR, what is happening?
So many miracles, evangelist. This man, 5 years, he had a stiff neck. He could not move his neck from side to side. Hey. But tonight, he said even when he came, he had this problem. He couldn't move from side to side.
Is it true?
Okay. Yes, Daddy.
What happened? Tell us.
Actually, it's more than 5 years today I had this stiff neck attack. Sometimes it can come as strong as to the extent that I can't turn the neck. And there is always some kind of heaviness feeling. And when I'm turning the neck, I could feel some crackling sound.
Crackling?
Crackling sound around the neck here. But
hey, and tonight?
But tonight, when you were praying, I could feel some burden just ooze out from the neck.
Wow.
Powerful.
And
wow.
I am now feeling some easiness.
Easiness?
Yes.
Hotel.
Now move your, turn your neck.
Hey.
Who has the final say?
Now, doctor.
Doctor.
What is this disease?
What is describing is likely to be cervical spondylosis.
Everybody say, hey.
Hey.
Come on and say, hey.
Hey.
Now, do you know what it's like when you have a stiff neck? If something is happening here, and I want to see it, this is what I do.
Wow.
Or if these people are here, I want to see them. I don't do this. That's what it means. So when you see people who don't turn their neck, there are some people, they are very proud. So it is as though they have spondylosis, but it is just right. When they just turn like this. You are healed of every cervical spondylosis. Thank you, Lord, for your power in the name of Jesus. Doctor, what is happening?
Evangelist, for 2 years, this man has not been able to squat like this. Pain in the knee. Kashan.
Pain. At times, I bend up to this stage.
Wow.
Now.
Wow.
I am okay.
The Kotoje has been healed.
The Kotoje has been healed.
This is my Kotoje. Show me your Kotoje.
This is my Kotoje.
Show me your Kotoje.
This is my Kotoje.
I say bend down the Kotoje.
Bend down the Kotoje.
Tonight, tell us.
When you are
happy, I'm happy. I am very, very happy. Because when the healing is going on, I just bend and remove my slippers and expecting Lord Jesus to heal me. So I was touching my kotoje.
Yeah.
All the pains gone. So I am very happy that Almighty God
healed me. Come on and say happy.
And then you realize that your kotodwe are bent in properly.
That's exactly. The pain is all gone. So I am now happy.
Give the Lord
Almighty God Jesus.
Will never be the same again. Olivia, what is happening?
Evangelist, the Holy Spirit is doing kotoje work today.
Hey.
She had this problem with her knee since she was a child. But evangelist, for some time now, the thing has degenerated. Okay. It's degenerated. And now she can't bend, she can't move the leg, the knee, she can't do anything. She said her sister is even here. She sees her on stage. She will know that a miracle has happened. Yes. But Chonchi, afema kotojwe ni mesome. She couldn't do this.
The kotojwe are here tonight.
The knee, she couldn't do this.
I hear it, sir.
And then the green.
Yes,
sir. What's that, your friend is saying?
My friend, Ata.
Ata, where he?
Ata.
Everybody say Ata.
Ata.
Come on and say Jesus.
Jesus.
Come on and say Jesus. Yedede. Yedede. Yedede.
Another. Oh, this is Ata.
Ata.
Ata, what has happened?
Ata. 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 Ata.
Me pastor na nikoso yue onto me enante so. Onto me enye shwe. Or ko baby kura jise yesu ni mu. Asana onto me enante.
Wow. Walk, let's see.
Come on. Wow.
Yeah, my God is good.
Evangelist, a year ago, this young lady had pain in both breasts. And a lump in both breasts, each breast.
Wow.
She went to Kumasi and they told her she needed to have surgery.
Operation.
Yes, to
she
have
needed an operation.
She needed an operation. But tonight, evangelist, when you prayed,
yes,
the pain has disappeared.
The pain has gone.
And then the lumps have also disappeared.
The lump in the breast has
disappeared.
How do you know? Did you examine her?
Yes, please, I examined her.
This is a doctor. This is a doctor. From America.
Ah, free America.
And she, you examined the breasts.
I examined both breasts.
Left and right.
Left and right.
Did you see the lump they saw in Kumasi?
No.
No.
Did you see the pain?
She said no pain. As I was touching, no pain.
No pain. No.
No pain. How old are you, my dear?
What did you say?
19 years.
19. Which school do you go to? Which uniform is this?
Senior High.
Senior High.
Wow.
Jesus is a wonderful healing Jesus.
Yes, Christ for your receiving on my knee.
Wow. Thank you, Lord, for your power in the name of Jesus.
Yes, only why was my lele.
Now, can you see that the great physician, he doesn't have any special area. Every area is okay for him.
When we say,
wow.
Heals every disease.
This is the beginning. I don't know what is going to happen tomorrow.
Evangelist healing of the eyes tonight.
I told you, great physician is not specialized
everywhere.
In any area.
It's a specialist of every area. Tell us what happened to you.
With my eyes, I cannot see the light for a long time. If I look at the light for a long time, then my eyes begin to pain me. But now I can feel it is good.
It is good.
Yeah.
Doctor, he cannot look at that. What sickness is that?
It's a condition called photophobia.
Hey.
Yes.
Everybody say, hey.
Hey.
Come on and say, wow.
Wow. It's called what?
Photophobia.
Photophobia.
Photophobia from an infection of the eye. Either a bacterial conjunctivitis or a venal conjunctivitis.
Wow.
Yes.
Mayra,
are you happy tonight?
Yes, I'm happy.
Why are you happy?
Because I can see, I can now look at the light. Wow. And there's no pain in my eyes again.
You know, if you can look at the light, look at the light. You see, you look at the light, we don't see that it's a special thing. But some people cannot do that. And it is called photophobia. Clap for Jesus, the great physician. This man is also a doctor from Kolebu.
Yes, he's a doctor.
Are
you feeling any pain in your eyes?
Wow. Jesus, thanks a million for your many wonderful miracles. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, she had a problem with the waist. When she stands, then she begins to shake. So this, when she heard we're coming, this morning she came to sweep the whole place. Believing.
She came to sweep here.
To sweep here. Believing that as I sweep here, God will also touch me.
Wow.
Evangelist, when you are praying, she fell down.
She fell down.
Under the power of God.
Under the power.
When she got up, the pain is gone. Totally gone. Here she stands, her legs are not wobbly anymore.
You saw her? Is it gone, the pain? Are you happy tonight?
When you are Jenny Brain.
Wow. Give the Lord a mighty clap.
Bon, some ma-
I will lift up your name. I will lift up your name. Great Jehovah, you are wonderful.
Evangelist, amazing. This woman has been delivered from a demonic attack. 2 weeks ago, she had a dream. And after that dream, in her dream, she said somebody spoke to her and told her that whatever prayers you pray, we are still going to attack you. After that dream, for 2 weeks, she has a constant headache. No, nothing can help the headache. Until tonight, when you prayed, evangelist, suddenly the headache disappeared.
Satan is falling in Seshibekwa.
Upon someone, she has it.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes, you do.
Thank you, Lord, for your power, Lord.
I will lift up your name.
Healing of the eyes. Again.
Another eye.
Yes. Strength. Eye healing. Pain is gone.
Let's go.
Crowds of lies and narrow streets.
Volume.
One eye could not see.
She was blind.
This eye.
What happened?
Let's say the end again. Yeah.
Seeing clay.
What?
This one is not so clear.
Please, volume on stage. Volume on stage.
So after the prayer.
No. Olivia, we didn't hear a word. Let her speak. No, please. Don't worry.
We say, in fact, me ready, me enye clear, but since I'm a bomb pie, me who say, since I'm me who say, me say, five.
At first, she could not see that her fingers were five.
No, she could not.
Wow.
Right one, they're clear, okay. The right one is clear.
Wow. She could not see that her fingers were five.
No, who's the
this one? Let's see.
Now it is five.
We have.
One.
Wow.
Two. Five.
Wow. Can you imagine? If you put your hand there, you can't see that it's five. It means you are blind.
So, who bet me at home? So, I would want to show you my own say, you
doctor, come. How do you test for blindness in the hospital? This is a real doctor from.
Doctor,
I brought him from Accra to explain miracles.
My father free and crying. Say, oh, my teacher is
in the hospital at the OPD. We ask the patient to count fingers.
You count fingers?
Yes, so we write CF in the folder.
CF.
CF. Plus.
Means CF plus.
Means a person.
You see, doctors always writing with codes. You never know what they are writing. CF means what?
Counting fingers. Positive. The person can count fingers.
CF plus. So yes, if you see
it
in the
doctors. And such so positive.
If you see CF. Plus, it means that the patient can count fingers. It is positive.
Yes.
So CF negative means what?
The person cannot count fingers.
I just said CF negative, no. I just said nipanit mean kind and something.
So we are actually running a hospital.
So this is a clinic. Exactly what we do in the hospital is what we are doing here.
Wow. Are you happy tonight?
When you are I'm very, very happy. In fact, God has healed me.
Wow.
I thank God.
The great physician has come.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for your
power. Clouds of light, the narrow streets to see.
Receive your touch.
From Galilee.
Receive your healing. Heal.
Just a carpenter, some say. Leading fools astray, yet many kneeled to give him praise.
Thank you, Lord, for your
power. Oh, and in his eyes they glimpse the power.
Jesus,
that sees the heart of all men. For he knows his father's
so
mind.
So many testimonies.
He speaks his father's
so many miracles.
When he comes,
we will continue
in
tomorrow.
The name of the Lord. And there is strength in the name of the Lord.
That's power.
My strength is nearly gone.
Thank you for your power. Jesus.
When there's nothing left
touch
to
and heal.
Do,
touch and heal.
But just depend on you and the power of your name.
Thank you for your mercy.
And as we call upon your name, your strength. No.